Children, it is especially verses 7 and 8 of Psalm 19 that I would leave with you this morning. It tells us something about the Bible, something about God's law, God's word. It says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes." And so these verses, boys and girls, they show what the Bible can do. They show how powerful God's word is. Not only the whole Bible, but parts of the Bible, even a verse in the Bible, it's capable of doing all of these things. It's capable of converting the soul, converting and saving sinners. It's capable, even a verse, making wise, giving you wisdom and understanding. It's capable of bringing you light and illumination in your darkness. Takes away the darkness, and the Bible and the Gospels and the writings of Paul and a chapter here and a chapter there. All is capable of bringing great joy and gladness to your heart. I want to tell you a lovely story that I trust will give you some appreciation of the power of God's word, not only as a whole, but in its various parts. A good man called Dr. Corey, he lived in a city in India. He was a minister. He was a chaplain to the bishop of the city there in India. And he wasn't really a missionary in the ordinary sense of the word. He helped the bishop and he did the administrative work and a lot of other things. And he was very often just confined to that city. But he had a burden for the poor people of the city and the poor people of India. He had a burden for their souls. They had no Bibles because there had been no translation yet of the Bible into the language of the people in that particular district and neighborhood. They didn't even have a few verses. There was nothing. And Dr. Corey, he got a burden to do some help towards us and to give to the people in the district the word of God. Now, he was busy. He felt all the gifts and talents to translate all the word of God and translate the Bible. He didn't have access to the printing, to a printer shop, and didn't have the finances or the resources. So he couldn't do it in any big way. So what he did was each day, he took a few scraps of paper and a few verses in his Bible, and he wrote out in the language of the people a few verses. Just on a few scraps of paper, here and there, maybe from the Gospel, maybe from the writings of Paul, maybe from the life of Jesus in the Gospel. And every day or every other day, he would write these out, three or four scraps of paper each day. And his servant, he would just send him out just to go and distribute them to the people, not far from the door where they lived, and he would do that. And each day, or every other day, this went out. It was only a few scraps of paper, but it was done over the years. And many years later, he heard from a missionary at a place called Allahabad. To that city, a man who had become ill and was dying, he returned to that city to die with his family. And the missionary was summoned to visit him. And whenever the missionary visited this dying man, he found that he was a sound Christian. And he was most surprised. Not only was he a sound Christian, he knew the Bible. He knew the scriptures. He could talk with knowledge and understanding about the things of God. And this dying man told him how he was the very first missionary that he'd ever seen, this missionary who'd come to visit him. And the missionary was puzzled. He could not understand how a man who never saw a Christian missionary, how a man could be converted to Jesus Christ, not only converted to Jesus Christ, but have knowledge and understanding of the things of the Savior in a marvelous manner. And he questioned him and he asked him, how did he come to have this knowledge of Christ and of his word? And the dying man, he reached his hand under his pillow. And from under his pillow, he pulled out bundles of these scraps of paper. And they were worn, they were torn, they were black with use. They were obviously well read. And he said that he learned the gospel and he learned about Jesus Christ from these scraps of paper upon which had been written verses of scripture by Dr. Corey. He said he read them every day. He devoured the texts. He says you can see how so worn they are after 20 years of use. And he says, through them I come to know Jesus. And you know, my knowledge of him, I wouldn't change for all the world. I've come to know him, I've come to love him, and these scraps of paper have saved my soul. And so you see, boys and girls, the power of the word. Never met a missionary, never heard a gospel witness, never heard a preacher, but he just had the text of scripture, John 3 verse 16 and Romans 10 and other very pertinent texts, and he devoured them and he read them and he believed them and he come to know the Christ in them. Now surely that's an illustration of the power of our Bibles, the power of God's word. And it also teaches you, boys and girls, and this is the lesson I particularly want to get home to you today, the importance of devouring scripture, of reading scripture, of going over and over and over again in your mind and soul the same texts, so they really get into your heart, and the Holy Spirit uses them and he transforms you and he makes you not only to be a Christian but to be like Christ. The importance of the Bible and the importance of reading it every day and studying it and hearing it preached, and the importance of getting the Bible, even parts of the Bible, if we can't get all the Bible, even getting the Bible amongst the nations, amongst all people, how important that is. And how we should pray that the Lord would open the eyes of the heathen through his holy word. So may these words be a blessing to you this morning, and may the Lord write them on your hearts, and may he draw you to his word.